Momentum may be building to repeal the death penalty in Washington state. A state Senate committee is expected to pass a repeal measure, something that hasn't happened in modern times. That follows an impassioned public hearing Monday. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins was there.
This hearing featured King County Prosecutor Dan Satterberg, a Republican who has previously sought the death penalty, but now says he supports repeal.
I have come to the conclusion, finally, after 27 years, that our criminal justice system would be stronger without the death penalty.
Satterberg calls capital punishment unnecessary, unworkable, and says it should be replaced with life in prison without the possibility of parole. But other prosecutors, like Mark Rowe of Snohomish County, disagree. He read a letter from the father of Jamie Bindle, a correctional officer who was murdered by an inmate already serving life without parole.
In the case of the murder of my daughter, abolishing the death penalty effectively removes the only punishment that remains for that offender.
Families of murder victims are also divided. Teresa Mathis's brother, Charlie, was beaten to death in Pierce County in 1983. The crime didn't qualify for the death penalty, and Mathis says she's glad it didn't.
The death penalty comes with costs, and I'm not opposed to spending money on criminal justice, but I want the money we spend to do good, and I want it to be spent well, and I don't think that's the case with the death penalty.
That's a key argument for repeal, the cost of appeals that can stretch on for decades. But Jessie Trapp says there are other costs, too. Her mother was murdered in 1996 by Cecil Davis, who's on Washington's death row today for another killing.
I believe that he deserves the death penalty. He does not deserve to have friends in prison. He does not deserve to have TV, to have meals, to have medical.
Now, Washington is one of four states currently with a moratorium on executions. The death penalty has been abolished or overturned by the courts in 19 states, including most recently in Delaware. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.